Phoneboy Speaks, episode 244, Bit Message.
Imagine being able to send private messages to anybody and not have it go through a central server and have it, of course, be all encrypted and such. And, you know, and given the way that things are going, that certainly seems like a reasonable approach, given how, how email is easily read. And I guess, even some of the traditional messaging systems, even if they claim to be secure, they could be backdoored by the government, either on purpose or accidentally or whatever. And so it's good to have a system that doesn't rely on a central server and yes, it's entirely encrypted. So this is what BitMessage is. It actually is a protocol very similar to the way Bitcoin works. And messages are essentially broadcast out into the ether. And you have a BitMessage address, which is actually a long string of numbers and letters, it actually has a couple of interesting properties. Number one, it's of course cryptographically secure and everything, but I can send out a message as that, and of course I can easily change it, and I can have many identities. It's not even tied to a domain. It's just a string of numbers and letters. I can send a private message to somebody or multiple somebodies, I suppose. And in fact, that's actually something you can do. People can subscribe to my address, and then I can send out public messages that you can then read. And, it takes a little bit longer than, say, a traditional SMTP email send. And the interfaces for the program is still pretty rudimentary. It's a Python script, I guess, and it will. There's graphical stuff that happens there, but there's a program for Windows. The Mac version requires a little bit of work to install. The Linux version also requires a little bit of work to install. On the Mac, it's a little bit more complicated because you have to install Mac ports or something similar. But again, the idea is a completely decentralized messaging system. This is, you could use this for email, but you could also use it like Twitter too, I suppose. I mean, that's a whole nother, it's a whole nother use case for this. It's still a very nascent thing. And, I've certainly signed up. And in fact, you can find my BitMessage contact information in the show notes. I'm not going to attempt to read out my BitMessage address. It's also on the it's also on the about page and on the list of addresses and such that are on the right side of phoneboy.com. You can actually see it. It's really neat. Certainly you can, there can be some better interfaces to it, and I assume that there will be, and I assume at some point there'll also be mobile apps and stuff, assuming this thing takes off. But I like the idea of a completely decentralized messaging system I guess another benefit of this system is that because it requires a statement of work to send a message, it's going to be pretty unattractive for spammers. So, because in order to send a message, you have to prove that you've done a certain amount of work. It's not just randomly sending messages. So, that might be enough of a hurdle to keep it from becoming a spam thing. But I guess if you throw enough computing power at it, I guess you could still do it. But it'll be interesting to see how truly resistant it is to spam, but at least the system requires the local computer to do a fair bit of work. So, that might be enough to keep the spammers off of it. But, as with all of these things, it remains to be seen.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.